The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattullo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I was walking,
oh, what a voice! Look at this guy.
Of highway, I
thank
saw
you, Beth Connors.
That endless skyway,
Mike Connors' beautiful wife, Beth, actually presented me with these great, great albums. There with Bing Crosby, some Christmas and a Christmas album as well, and also, they also give me a picture painted by Father Paul Bilecki of Padre Pio, one of my heroes, and so it was great. So we appreciate it. So that's why we put that music on, with thanks to Beth Connors for
waiting there, Joe.
It is French toast. French toast, yeah, French toast with a lot of maple syrup, just to get it all going.
Sorry, the show is disrupting your breakfast.
I'm sorry. So I said I got to get out. I told you my schedule, and if I told you now, I mean really, and I say this with, we miss Mo, of course. She passed away. I mean, look at me.
See, you opened that up to such. We can't even go there. Are you going to drive today? Are you afraid to get on a plane that you're going to drive to Atlanta?
No. Big Mike went into the police academy. I have no driver. I'm by myself. I got nothing.
So what does that mean? You can't drive?
I got nothing. I mean,
you can't drive 20 hours? What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Nonstop? Don't even make a stop.
So I am just so to the – but then again, I look at the problems happening that are breaking in news, and they pale. My problem, my mere first world problems pale. Pale in comparison.
How dare people go and die on me? You're not allowed to. You don't have permission.
And I'm not even talking about it, but it's so curious. Because the more we do this radio show, the more suspect I get of everything and everybody. Because you start, tearing back the layers, and seeing what happened. I still don't know what happened to Mo, man. We still don't know what happened. And I shouldn't even say this on the air because, we love her family and she got beautiful children and to Mo's family. This is the assistant that worked for me for many, many years. She passed away in the Bahamas. We still don't know what happened, man. We don't know. Well, I'm asking questions and I'm making calls. Well, we don't know. I don't know. How do you not know? So you didn't hear anything, Frank, right?
No, I haven't heard anything. Just a lot of people asking questions.
Sources,
a lot of people wondering when services are going to be.
top band radio show. We know everything. We can't even figure out who died and when. Yeah, we know.
any other questions we're not qualified to answer?
Scuff down my French toast because I make it myself, order it myself.
You know what? Go ahead. You eat. Frank and I will talk some more French toast. Don't worry about it. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
So today I got to go down. I'm going to Atlanta. We're doing working. If you're down in Georgia and listening down around Georgia, we're playing the University of Western Georgia, and we're doing a beautiful theater down there. And I'll be down there with my buddy Dave Damiani. But I'll be doing my full show down there. So that, of course, involves rehearsal and packing up the equipment. And I'm going to tell you, I have to kind of go into a new era of my life with all new people. And finding someone like that is very, very difficult. And we miss Mo terribly, but I'm still just a little discombobulated about what happened, why we're not getting word, how that happens. and how it just goes away like that. And I'm curious. And then, you know, of course, watching all the crazy news. And then we hear about those three firefighters. Those firefighters on a much more dramatic level. And anybody who passed away, of course, is heartbreaking. But we lost three firefighters in Australia. Again, I'm trying to find out what happened there. But a C-130, which is one of those big transport planes, those military planes, you know, it's a Hercules, it's called. And I guess that's the plane, Frankie, that does all those, they release all this, whatever it is, whatever that chemical is that puts the fires out. And apparently the plane went down with three American firefighters. So we're not finding out who the identities, where they're from, but our hearts go out to the families and who probably know about it at this point, and we'll keep you posted on that as well. So, and then Sonny Grasso passes away. See, but good morning, and it's going to be great, and we're going to have a fun morning, and we got a lot of I'm getting to the bottom of this coronavirus, which is, like, bothering me like crazy. The coronavirus. Now we got to worry about a virus that's going around the world that happens in China? Holy moly. And we'll find out about that. But Sonny Grasso was the French Connection cop. He was with Eddie Egan, his buddy, his partner. And back in the day when there was a big, big cocaine heist, and I don't want to bore you with it now, but you got to check out the French Connection, Sonny Grasso, and he was a great cop. But I know Sonny from being Frank Sinatra's bodyguard on the set of many Frank Sinatra films, of working with the Godfather. He worked with the Godfather, the original Godfather. Imagine that. And that was before we read the book. We didn't know what the movie was going to be like. This was back in the early 70s. And then Francis Ford Coppola, who's then a very young director, comes in. And we don't know. If you're on the streets, you don't know who Jimmy Caan is. You don't know who Pacino is. Am I right? You don't know who these guys, you know, Brando, that was about it. Robert Duvall, you had no idea. And Sonny was right in the middle of all these great folks, you know, worked with every single one of them and was the advisor on The Godfather. How cool is that? And he told us, where'd you shoot this, Sonny? I would ask him, and where was that hospital scene shot, Sonny? And he knew all of that, man. Great guy. Great New York, DiMaggio, Yankee fan. Great, great guy. And we will miss Sonny Grasso. And rest in peace, Sonny, and thank you for your service in the NYPD. In the meantime, where's the good news? We could turn on the TV and watch the Adam Schiff show. Are you kidding me? They put Adam Schiff at 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours. He has 2.5 hours to reiterate what he did in the House. And what I don't understand is, in this day and age, why do people from the House have to come over to the Senate and plead their case? Do they not have televisions in Washington? You just have the senators watch what's happening in the House, see the fiasco, what was going on in the House of Representatives, and how they voted for impeachment. And now the senators know what's going on, but apparently you have to come into the Senate and you have to do it all over again. If that's not politics to a T, why do they have to repeat all of this? And then why do they put it on television? It should be objective. It should be objective. And it's not objective. When you go after a president for impeachment, that is being biased. They are abusing this privilege of impeachment. They're going against everything the framers ever came up with when they came up with impeachment. There's no basis for it. It's a coup to take down this president. And they all... they're being financed by people we don't even know. And it comes out of California. It comes out of New York. The rest of the country is going, what's going on? Why are we even doing this? And now we have to put up with this for another 12 hours today on television. And they kind of take over the network, like Outer Limits. Remember the show Outer Limits, right? We've taken over your television set. Inexcusable. Inexcusable. And then what kills me is that you see the Democrats go, Adam Schiff was brilliant. Adam Schiff has no, and forgive me, I don't want to attack anybody, but I'm so upset that I have to reteach my children what's going on in the news. Because 99.9% of the media will talk about this impeachment and all these bad things that President Trump has done. He crushes it in Davos. He's got everything else is going great in our country. It's going great right now. Why can't they just let jump on? If you're not going to jump on the Donald Trump train, at least support the country and come up with an initiative. Know you have a president that can get things done. So come up with something. If you want to do, you know, reduction of drug prices, if you want to maybe rebuild the inner cities, what do Democrats stand for anymore? I can't even tell you what they stand for anymore. What does a Democrat stand for? Free everything. If you're going to give, you're going to open the borders and you're going to give free college, licenses, you could to illegals, legal advice to illegals, college for illegals, health care for illegals. And you and I are busting our chops every single day. They don't understand it because they are in the bubble. In New Jersey, now we're going to pay for everything. And then in California, Gavin Newsom has, oh, we're going to have free medical for senior illegal aliens. And they're senior because they've been here for 30 years, I guess. I don't know. It's so bizarre. The party, the Democratic Party, I don't even know what they stand for anymore. I really don't. And the reason they want people in and the reason they want to give people licenses now, I know, is just for votes. It's just for, that's all they care. There's no humanity there. There's nothing about the middle class. I can't even tell you what they stand for yet. We got to get all day, all night on TV like that. Oh, please. So you know better, and we'll move on, and it'll be gone before long. But trust me, I'm telling you right now, they have already in the bowels of the Capitol, they're coming up with another impeachment on Donald Trump after he beats this one. And when he gets elected again, they'll do it again. I just, in the name of God Almighty, wish there was somebody in charge that could just say, stop it. This is illegal. I wish that the Republicans somehow would get now. You have to worry about the president has some great attorneys and a great team right now. But the Republican, the Senate, somebody, I don't know. I'm not savvy enough or knowledgeable enough how politics work that they can sue some of these politicians on the Democrat to just stop it, to just stop this assault on the American people and to just get the job done. And then if there's nothing that they're doing because they're doing everything, quote unquote, by the law, then why don't we? Where's Clapper? Where's Brennan? What about Hillary? Bring that up. Go after them. Because I said the Republicans are the people that step back and they allow this to happen. You know, oh, we'll let it go. They could have impeached President Obama 1,000 times. They did not. They chose not to. Now the Democrats are the party of mean right now. And I don't know who they are, but the majority who are ever running the Democrats, the party of mean. And they're going, can't we go and find some stuff and throw it at them in a legal way? I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling that they're going in there. Oh, AG Barr. Wait, where's that? Where's all that? Bull Durham. Where is that from Connecticut? Anything? Frankie, I mean, am I missing something? Is anything supposed to come out? Is there going to be somebody's going to go after somebody? Because that's the only way that these Democrats are going to stand down if we go after them head to head. It's unfortunate, but it's the only language they understand, I think, Frank.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's, you put your finger on exactly the nature of Washington these days. It's very, very polarized, and you have two parties that don't have an interest in working with one another. They have an interest in destroying the other party.
Yeah, it's so true. Here, now, health officials, here's something else. Sound the alarm over the coronavirus outbreak in China. So here's something the Democrats did. Both of New Jersey senators are calling for increased screening at Newark Airport. Thank you very much. See, now I'd appreciate they're doing something. This is great. Democratic Senators Bob Menendez and Cory Booker wrote a letter to the CDC and State Department urging a stepped-up response similar to what's been going on at JFK Airport, at San Francisco International, LAX, Atlanta Hardstyle.
You know what my problem is?
No. Wait. I'm going to Atlanta. So hold on.
I know. But listen, Joe. So why is it that the other airports have already had stepped up screening procedures, right?
Yeah,
for people coming in?
Yeah.
Why is Newark not doing that? They're an international airport. They do get flights in from
Jersey.
I'm just saying, Corona, you want another one? You want a lime? I mean, did they not understand the seriousness? It shouldn't take senators writing to Newark to say, hey, by the way, shouldn't you be doing this? If another airport in the same area, which is, by the way, they're all run by the Port Authority, right? JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark are all run by the Port Authority. Don't you think that all three of them should be doing this?
Well, this is politics again in a nutshell. They just don't. You, once you
but it's
go
the
into
same
politics,
company.
Once
it's
you
the
go,
same I, company.
Exactly. So now I'm looking, hold on. That means if they're going to, they're urging a stepped-up response similar to what's been going on JFK Airport, San Francisco, LAX, Atlanta, and Chicago. Why, I ask you, do you think, Al, that they're doing this in Atlanta and Chicago? Because people are coming over from China.
Well, Atlanta is a major, Atlanta is a major hub.
And I'm going down there today.
Right.
And I'm going to be down
there.
Well,
get that hot fudge sundae today. And instead of letting it melt, eat it while you're on the plane. That's what I advise. First of all, Atlanta, LAX, JFK are all major hubs. Atlanta is a big hub for Delta. I believe Delta does...
For Chinese people, too?
Yeah. I mean, really. I will say yesterday when I left the city down on Wall Street, I did see a number of Chinese people, and they were wearing masks.
Yeah, I don't know.
If, you know, maybe they're getting a heads up from people, you know, hey, listen, put the mask on. But seriously, I don't understand why if the three area airports are all run by the same organization, the Port Authority, why are they having stepped up screening at JFK
because,
and not at the other two airports? Wouldn't it make sense to just say, listen, international flights that are coming in from wherever they are internationally, check them out, and double check and make sure.
Priority in New Jersey is to give free legal advice to illegal aliens. That's
right,
the first
and free
thing
college that and we can't afford.
But the CDC has confirmed that a man tested positive for coronavirus in Washington State believes the disease broke out in the city of Wuhan, located in central China. And they shut Wuhan down, by the way.
Yeah,
they shut it down.
Right. Everything.
See, now you always.
11 million people. Think about
hold
that.
Hold on. Hold on. And listen, and what you say, you know, you always make a movie reference, and me and Frank always snicker, go movie reference.
Contagion.
If you watch that movie, it's the exact same thing, man. It's the exact same thing, you know?
I blame Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah. She's the one who started the whole thing.
Yeah. Did you see the movie yet, Frank? Oh, you don't want to see it?
No, I'm working my
it's
way
a long movie.
All
it's
the
a long
Oscar
movie,
nominees
but it's...
first, and then it's on my list.
Yeah. Well, hold on a second. This
it's
is,
like
it's
art
happening
imitates
now.
Life.
Yeah, you got to watch it now.
All right, but if if I've seen the movie, it's not going to help or hurt me from getting the disease.
Well, you're not getting on a plane like Joe is in a few hours.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen,
thank you.
Can I give you some advice?
Please.
Breathe. It'll be okay. Wear a mask. I would stop at like the Walgreens or Duane Reade or something on your way to the airport. Just pick up a mask, put it on. You won't look really weird because I'll guarantee you on your flight, probably about 150 people, 200 people on your flight, I guarantee you at least 10 of them will have a mask on.
Oh, look, look at this. I'm holding my hand. It's a thing called Halo. My son got me. Joey got me.
That's what I was telling you about the other day, the Halo top. Yeah. Remember?
Is that what you're talking about?
And then Al scoffed at me.
Wait. It protects against germs when you spray it in your throat. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the healthy
ice cream.
He's
talking about the ice cream. Come on. Yeah. You know what? Get the ice cream, rub it all over you, and then get on the plane. You'll be fine.
This is Halo. Look, you spray. I'm going to spray. Oh, I'm carrying this with me. Forget about it. My little Halo.
Joe's walking on the plane, spraying everybody, the seat, his feet, her feet.
This will be the worst flight I've ever had in my life. You know, get the hazmat suit. I'm wearing a mask. Would they say heart stamp? Why are they saying
Atlanta is an international airport. It's a major hub.
That means people from Wuhan have been flying in there or something. That's what
maybe not.
I can't wait. Joe's going to be talking to somebody. Where are you from? Wuhan. Oh, really?
Goodbye.
Excuse me. I got to get off the plane.
God, oh my, scary though. In this day and age, it's the 21st century. We got to worry about that, huh? Well, hey, Deb, how you doing this morning? How are you? Yes?
You can wear the little mask or, you know, you can walk on the plane like that with a little mask on. A lot of people do that.
I know. I very well may. Please.
I'm carry the halo this with the Dorisan.
I got it.
Armed and ready to go.
I'm going to take another bite of French toast. Hey, I'm going to scoff down my breakfast. Hold on. 7:22. Deb's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Let's go out to the Verrazano Bridge. Brooklyn-bound upper level is still closed. It's all due to an accident involving a couple of trucks, and it looks like one truck was carrying livestock, so that's the problem here. Verrazano Bridge upper level, a lot of police department activity. Delays on the Staten Island Expressway go well past 440 out toward the Gotholz Bridge. Eastbound BQE up by the Battery Tunnel, disabled vehicle. Cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue, that's a bad accident with a truck as well. An hour in at the GWB because of that problem. Better, though, to the lower level. Lincoln Tunnel, 25. Holland still about 40. 280 East exit 14. It's an accident getting into Newark. And Lemoyne Ave in Fort Lee, watch out for a pedestrian accident up by the GWB. 78 East exit 26, a crash over there. 84 East Exit 15 into East Fishkill, a collision as well. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens has great deals on everyday essentials you need. Right now, buy one, get one free on hundreds of select vitamins and supplements with card now through February 29th. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It is 7:24. Joe Borelli's going to join us. And then we're going to get into it with Robert Spalding. General Spalding is going to tell us about this coronavirus. But right now, I want you to stay healthy. And I try to stay healthy. That's why I go to Retro Fitness. And that's why we invested into a Retro Fitness franchise in Flemington, New Jersey. Thank you very much. And they have this great, great deal for you. If you're ready to get real, they have a buy one, give one. Buy one, give one. Not buy one, get one. You check this out. You can give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want when you buy one. Unlike other gyms, Retro has created this offer with no gimmicks, no strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership, give a one-year membership away for free, right? The free member doesn't have to pay a cent for 12 months. And you can use anyway, that person doesn't have to be with you that you gave the membership to. They could use any of the Retro Fitnesses all around the country. Of course, we'd love to see you down in our gym in Flemington, New Jersey. Call Stacy down in Flemington right now, 908-238-3695, 908-238-3695. Get real with Retro Fitness and come on down to Flemington, New Jersey.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Major stock averages across Asia are lower, led by China, following the spread of the coronavirus before the Lunar New Year celebration. Oil prices declined with concerns the virus could slow economic growth. Amazon has taken court action to stop Microsoft and the Department of Defense from carrying out their $10 billion cloud computing deal. Amazon wants the court to first consider its challenge to the contract. Both Toyota and Honda are recalling a total of more than 6 million cars because of airbag issues. Toyota's recall involves various models from 2011 to 19. Honda's separate recall includes 1996 through 2003 models. The Dow was down 9 yesterday. The Nasdaq added 12. The S&P up a point. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I want you to join the Association of Mature American Citizens today and stop supporting liberal agendas. AMAC is the fastest growing conservative 50-plus organization in the country. AMAC fights for our faith, our values. Join AMAC for $16 a year and enjoy a growing list of benefits like car insurance, travel discounts, dental plans, and more. Throw away your other senior organization card and join now. GallagherForAMAC.com. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com or call 855-624-6229, 855-624-6229.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give you something back for making MyPillow the great company that it is. If you go to MyPillow.com, go to Radio Listener Specials, you got to check out the Giza Sheets. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free on Giza Sheets with a 10-year warranty, excuse me, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets from Mr. Mike Lindell. You can call as well at 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. 800-998-0798. But it's easier if you go to MyPillow.com. If you're stuck in traffic on the Verrazano there, and we're feeling for you, you get to work. Just remember, MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials, right? And buy one, get one free. That's an offer from Mike Lindell on those Giza sheets. MyPillow.com, the promo code that you have to use, if you would please, is AM970.
Listen to AM970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Hey, it's a Joe on the Radio 729. Joe Borelli is a councilman, minority whip of the New York City Council. Joe, good morning, and welcome back to the Piscopo Show. How you doing this morning?
Oh, good. I mean, it feels like it's afternoon for me. I awoken from my Giza sheets at about 5:45 a.m. to the sound of reveille, my son demanding we start building Lego dune buggies. It's like being in the military. You get yelled at. You have to assemble it in the dark, and then, you know, you get your dune buggy.
The Lego thing I never got, and thank God my kids really never got into it, and it's great, and it's a great, you know, father-child thing, but oh my gosh, Joe, it's tedious, man. Did you actually end up building it, man?
We did it, and he's good at it, and it stimulates his brain, and, you know,
yeah,
he makes it.
Yeah, that's true. Yep,
it's
yep.
It's a really great toy to play with, but my God, the pieces are on the floor, and then you're missing one little rinky-dink one, the next thing you know, the plane can't fly. Oh, it's very difficult, and this is all happening at 6 a.m.
It's so true. Joe Borelli. Hey, Joe, tell us about that horrible fire in your district. How bad was it, and how bad were the injuries, sir?
Very, very sad. Thankfully, no serious injuries, but six families were put out of their home. It was a whole row of houses, you know, that went up in flames from a dryer fire. So if you're hearing this right now, number one, make sure you have smoke detectors in your home, because they didn't, believe it or not. And make sure your dryer vents are clear and all your lint is out. And
this is the result. Oh, my gosh. And, Joe, also, I wanted to ask you about, before we move on to the politics of the day, about the council voted yesterday on mandating that businesses accept cash. What is that about?
Well, yes. Yesterday, the committee voted it out, and today the full council will be voting on it. So, basically, this is going to prevent businesses from being credit card or Apple Pay or digital payment only. Now, I don't know if you remember, Joe, if you ever ran a business, but first of all, someone has to explain to these businesses the benefits of having an all-cash business, if you know what I mean, when the tax man comes around. But believe it or not, there are tech-heavy businesses in New York City that basically accept only digital payment, meaning credit card or Apple Pay or something like that. And now the city council is going to take the regressive step of penalizing technology, penalizing business innovation, penalizing entrepreneurship, and we're going to ban these type of businesses and require you to accept cash.
All right, Joe Borelli. Joe, are you watching this TV? Watching this this impeachment fiasco, man? I mean, I'm just so flustered by the whole thing. How they're giving the networks are clearing their programming during the day like it's supposed to be historic. How do you get across, and not to be partisan about it, but how do you get across to say these guys are doing what they're trying to do on the Democratic side is a coup? You know, Nadler, you know what Chuck Schumer's trying to do. You know what's happening in California with Schiff and Pelosi. And how do you say in an objective way, stop it? I mean, they won't stop, and the networks keep giving them time, man.
Look, you know, the network's issue is that they're billing this as the most historic, unprecedented, amazing, must-watch TV moment of 2020, and it just isn't. And Joe, I know you were alive. I was a younger person for the Clinton impeachment scandal, but I do remember it being momentous and it being grave and it being something everyone had to watch. It's just not the same now. I mean, I think when we see some of the television ratings, and I hate to compare impeachment to television ratings, but when we see some of the daytime television ratings of how many people are actually tuning in, it's going to be much less than the Clinton impeachment, because the majority of Americans are simply don't want to be bothered by this. They see through the rhetoric from the Democrats, and they're not going to waste their afternoon listening to Adam Schiff, of all people.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm telling you. And what the party is doing, what are the Democrats doing? By the way, speaking of which, I see many of your colleagues in New York are coming out in favor of non-citizen voting in New York City. Please tell us that this is not going to happen.
Well, it's certainly might. It certainly might. So today the council is introducing a bill to allow non-citizens, meaning people that are here either with green cards or people that have received DACA, so people who have come across the border, undocumented immigrants, and they will have the right to vote in city municipal elections, so mayor, comptroller, city council, borough president, et cetera. And unfortunately, this is a devaluation of citizens. I mean, this is a devaluation of those of us who are here legally, who are citizens of this city. And the even sadder part is that the majority of the people that are supporting this are all running for office, for some other office in 2020.
Yeah.
And it appears to be a ploy to change the electoral dynamics for those folks going into their next race.
This is great. This is what the Democrats are saying. Non-citizen voting and bail reform is working out well, huh?
It's going tremendous, Joe.
I mean, really, this is what they got to do. And it's and also, I got to tell you that the vice president is going to be in Jerusalem today with other world leaders, commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Holocaust. And it's important. Tell us why it's important in that regard, Joe. And I know you know, and I'm just saying this just to get it out on the air, because for goodness sake, in the United States House of Representatives, they are more concerned with this coup of this president than the anti-American rhetoric that goes on in the House of Representatives every single day. I mean, tell us why this is important that the vice president is in Jerusalem.
Well, I mean, it's fantastic. So we are approaching actually the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz and all the camps, really, the end of the Holocaust, effectively. And I had the opportunity to be at Auschwitz last week with some of my Democratic colleagues, which was a great experience. And, Joe, let me tell you, if the listeners haven't had a chance to visit Auschwitz or another one of the death camps, and if they haven't had a chance to visit Poland in general, a beautiful country, great place to do more tourist stuff, but Auschwitz is a powerful and it's a painful and it's a horrifying experience because of the personal items that they have on display that remind you of the humanity of the millions of people that were killed there. And because of the scale of the Birkenau death camp and how the rows and rows and rows of bunkhouses go on as far as your eye can see. It's very sad.
Yeah, it's nice that you went there. Joe Borelli doing his duty as a fine councilman, a minority whip on the New York City Council. Keep the fight, Joey, and we'll see you in the studio. Maybe, listen, I got to go. I got to leave tomorrow, so Frank will probably be calling you to come on say hi or something like that. And God bless with the Legos, man. God bless. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate
Thank
it very
so much.
Much. There's the man right there, Joe Borelli. Young kid doing a great – young kid. Look at me. I'm old. But Joe's a young guy doing a great job in New York. General Robert Spalding will join us momentarily. We'll be talking about the coronavirus. Right now, let's go to Al Gattulo at 7:36. He's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
32 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There are major traffic headaches this morning for anyone trying to get into the city over the Verrazano Bridge after a truck with animals on board crashed. Two trucks collided on the span around 4:30 this morning. That accident and shutdown lanes caused a backup that goes for miles. Police say a pickup truck towing a trailer with livestock rear-ended a tanker hauling dry cement. Eyewitnesses say some livestock may have escaped. The drivers of both vehicles suffered minor injuries. New York State health officials are ramping up a cancer investigation into a Long Island school district where a dangerous chemical was found. The state will do more testing on Northport Middle School's soil and air quality after benzene was found in soil samples from nearby septic systems. The health department is also going to look at cancer rates among children and adults in the school system after a report of cancer cases with the 2016 Northport High School class. Students at Northport Middle School are relocating to other schools today because of those health concerns. In sports, Eli Manning calling it quits on his football career. Manning, the Giants quarterback for 16 seasons, led the team to two Super Bowl titles while being named MVP of both those games. Mets are hiring Luis Rojas to take over as the club's next manager. Rojas, son of longtime Montreal Expo and San Francisco Giants manager Felipe Alou, had been serving as the Mets' quality control coach. The Knicks lost to the Lakers 100-92. Seton Hall beat Providence 73-64. Sports is brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. You mentioned that problem at the Verrazano Bridge. Verrazano Bridge, upper level, getting into Brooklyn. That accident between a couple of trucks and one carrying livestock. Again, all lanes still closed here. Verrazano Bridge, upper level, into Brooklyn. Delays go back to the Gothels Bridge. All traffic diverted to the lower level, including trucks, as you head over to the Verrazano. Expect delays as well. LIE as you head eastbound out by 108th with an accident cleared. And the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge, we're getting reports of an overturned coffee cart accident here on the lower level getting into town. We'll keep an eye on that as well. Cross Bronx East to Jerome, accident involving a truck out there still as well. Over an hour in at the George Washington Bridge because of the problems on the Cross Bronx. Inbound Lincoln 30, Holland still waiting about 40 minutes into town. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Debbie. General Spaulding is going to join us momentarily. I want to tell you about Perillo Tours. I love telling you about Perillo Tours. You know, we go to Italy with Perillo Tours. We love Perillo Tours. Perillo Tours has been operating for 75 years. Steve Perillo, my buddy, represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Why choose Perillo? Well, I could tell you why you should choose Perillo, but to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip. Like, we went to Italy, and we're having our reunion. We're having an Italy reunion, we are, at Lorenzo's, March 27th. We invite you to come on over, but why not listen to actual, knowledgeable, and friendly Perillo tour guides who live it daily?
Come to Italy with us, not only because our country offers wonderful sights, but because we would love to have you here. We show you the most beautiful side of Italy, and at the end, you have really discovered this country.
If you want to come to Italy worry-free, with a serious company, with someone that loves you and wants to take care of you, you should choose Perillo.
I love it. I love it. That was Paolo. I recognized his voice. 888-PERILLO. That's what you got to call. Request the new 2020 Italy brochure. That's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks. Do me a favor. Don't treat this as a commercial. I want you to treat this as a conversation between two friends, you and me. Now look, if you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, I'm sure you're stressed out. But I've got a solution for you. You see, my friends at the Tax Defense Group can help. This is a family-run business. They do it the old-fashioned way. They put you first, and they never charge a big upfront fee. Now, I've seen them settle for a fraction of what is owed. These are honest, experienced experts who really know how to get it done.
The IRS is relentless, so call now for a free tax account review. And remember, there's never a huge upfront fee. Call 855-TAX-BILL, 855-TAX-BILL. That's 855-829-2455, 855-829-2455.
If you've got a tax bill that you can't pay,
get help, the Tax Defense Group way.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hey, I want to tell you about De La Russo Laser Vision, their family-held and owned medical practice. I was over there the other day, had a great time with Dr. Joe Stephanie. Oh, what a great gal. You know, she's the mom. She's the husband of Dr. Joe and Dr. Jeffrey. Well, they are pioneers in the industry, and the name De La Russo has become synonymous with LASIK. Dr. Joe's experience with LASIK dates back to 1990 when he purchased the first laser in the world, and with this cutting-edge technology, put it into practice, his research led to FDA approval for LASIK. Since 1990, the doctors at De La Russo have performed more than 165,000 LASIK surgeries, and 98% of the patients treated see 20/20. The majority see better than that. They see like 20/15, right? They have four centers at De La Russo in New Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and on Long Island. All right, check out Dr. De La Russo. Great man. And he looked at me and said, Joe, you know what? You're in good shape. You're going to need some cataract surgery soon, but, you know, right now, don't worry about it. I love the honesty there. Trust only the best with your vision, please. Call De La Russo Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with Dr. De La Russo himself. 855-646-2020. It's 855-646-2020. Or visit, please, delarusso.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, General Robert S. Spalding is a retired general, United States Air Force, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, author of the new book, That Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. Hello. Hey, General, welcome back to the show, sir. How you doing this morning?
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, I'm panicking because I got to get on a plane in a couple hours, and I'm hearing about coronavirus, and is that like something we should be concerned with? I mean, I'm a little suspect too about General. Is they shoot this little laser at your head? Can they really tell if you have a virus by doing that? Please explain to us if there indeed is a danger here in the United States with the coronavirus.
Well, I think there is some danger, but not a lot. It's not as evidently it's not as deadly as the SARS virus was. I think they're saying now that the mortality rate is 2%, where SARS was at 10%. So it's less dangerous than SARS was. That being said, you do need to be aware that it's going on and out there, and essentially do all the things that you would do to protect yourself.
Well, should I wear a mask on the plane? I mean, we're joking, but really, maybe I should wear a mask when I get on the airplane today. Do you think, General?
Well, I don't think it hurts. That is what's going on. Quite a lot in that area. So
if you're
concerned about running into people that might be infected, sure, it would be a prudent thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. How does that start, though? In a little town, it's like there was a movie called Contagion, and I'm speaking of someone of your stature, and thank you for your service, by the way, sir. You know, so I don't mean to minimize it by using a film as an analogy, but that film Contagion was exactly what this was about. It was a small town in China, had to do with food that came over to America. And that's how it started. Is it something that China is not doing that we should be concerned with, sir?
Well, they evidently it started in what they call a wet market in Wuhan, which is a market where you can buy live animals to cook and eat. And so I think there's a lot of things that they eat in China that, there's a belief that it came from actually snakes. It crossed over from snakes. Mm. From one of these markets. So that's at least the thought right now.
Oh, my gosh. But we have I'm going to move on from it. But me being the hypochondriac that I am, General, we'll probably get this under control. Yes.
Yeah, it looks like it's, of course, they've locked down Wuhan and a couple other cities so far, which is really unprecedented. And it's something only a totalitarian regime could do. So hopefully we'll get through this and it won't be too damaging for people.
Yeah, but well said. Exactly right. General Spalding, you have this book, Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. And this is me speaking. I'm tired of people talking about Russia collusion, Russian this, Russian that, and this ridiculous fiasco that we have to watch in Washington, D.C. That's Piscopo talking, not the general. But really, China, I mean, with the South China Seas, building up those islands. I mean, the book that you have is a vital read. And I invite you listening, go to Amazon. You can Google General Spalding, Google Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. Would you explain that to us, please, sir?
Well, you know, people have that don't understand what's going on in this competition, particularly with the tariffs you know, when they read the book, they get a full view of everything that the Chinese Communist Party is doing to undermine the United States democracy, and not just really the United States, any democracy anywhere. And they're doing it, as we saw with the NBA, by using financial and economic relationships to put pressure on U.S. corporations and individuals to essentially toe the line of the Chinese Communist Party. And as I talked to, you know, a Japanese executive that was talking to me about, you know, how, you know, we need to do business with the Chinese, I was saying, you know, do you want to live in a world where every morning you wake up and teach your children what to say and what not to say to prevent angering the Chinese Communist Party and bringing financial ruin onto your family? And that's essentially the world with globalization, the internet, that we've become. And that, so the book really explains everything that they're doing. And I wrote it in a way that you can get a quick read and really get a full understanding of everything that I've learned in the last 5 to 6 years when I was working in the White House and the Pentagon, trying to understand and come up with a strategy to counteract and come back and protect the United States.
So what the president is doing, and correct me if I'm wrong, General, with the president going against the China financially, this is a good way to start, because they indeed, and I'm going to be dramatic here, and you could be more military in a more common sense way, but they're trying to take over the world militarily. So it's nice to see the president go against them with tariffs, correct?
Well, so what they do is actually you know, practice a very stealthy, and that's why the book's called Stealth War, means of doing essentially undermining countries, democracies around them. And they do it by essentially coming in and establishing business relationships. And of course, with Huawei, you know, and their internet companies, the ability to get to have access to your data, and then begin to use those things. Much like, you know, Facebook, Google, and Amazon uses data to get you to buy things, you know, they use those same algorithms to not just to get you to buy things, but also to slowly begin to influence the population. That's their ultimate goal, and that's what they're doing. You know, what they're concerned about is actually direct military conflict, because they feel it might be too risky, particularly with nuclear weapons and all that. So, you know, it's really a method of using the things that are, you know, around us every day, day to day. And they call it unrestricted warfare. And it's quite effective, particularly if you don't understand what's going on. So the book is really about allowing people to see what's going on around them. It's almost like this, the Matrix, the movie The Matrix. You take the red pill, and all of a sudden you wake up and you realize that the connections around you are there purposely to do things to control you.
Thank you for making a movie reference. See, you're talking to me in language I understand. General Robert S. Spalding, it's a must read. It's a vital read. It's called Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. Great chatting with you, General. Always is. Please come back soon. And again, thank you for your service to this great country,
sir. Thank you so much. All right. Yes. Have a great morning.
Thank you, General. You too as well. 751. Debbie's out there on the roads looking out for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Problems continue for you this morning. Staten Island Expressway, bumper-to-bumper traffic getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Verrazano Bridge upper level closed into Brooklyn with that accident involving a truck that was carrying livestock. We're seeing delays on the Robert Moses Causeway, south getting down toward Montauk Highway, closed with a serious accident. Icy condition reported there as well. And it's still kind of busy. 78 East exit 26 accident blocking one lane. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
It's been extremely helpful, I'll tell you that. And when I hear the different stories on the radio and so forth, which is what started me on it myself, I know it's real, because people's stories are very, you know, they're saying the same thing. Oh, I didn't know, I didn't believe, I didn't, you know. And then when I started it, it changed my life. So in a very good way. It doesn't cure, it does build my immune system and helps me live a little bit healthier life. That's the bottom line.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Do you know that mortgage rates have plummeted to a three-year low and are nearing historic lows? At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. However, they seem to be peaking now. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you got 5 minutes, so I'm going to give you the 8 o'clock, Mr. Generosity, Joey Generosity on the radio. How are you? Good morning. I'm going to give you 5 minutes until 8 o'clock. Actually, you got 5 minutes exactly. It's 7:55 now, and the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949, will get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. How about that, huh? You think we don't do nothing on this show? Look at this. Look at this. From Route 22 Toyota. We love Iggy and Johnny and Chris and the great team over at the family at Route 22 Toyota and Alex Cancella, you know. So we want you to check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, right there, you know. We want you to check out the brand spanking new, largest indoor automobile showroom. If you're a car geek like me, you're going to love Route 22 Toyota, man. You walk in, it's like, wow, look at this showroom, right? Brand spanking new customer lounge. And now this, first five callers, next 5 minutes, all European models are excluded, but you can get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter if you call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. You're going to see the family over there. You run into Alex, who can offer you, you know, I talk about APR financing. How about 0%? How about 0% for up to 72 months for qualified buyers? Every time I have an issue with a car, no matter what it is, I will call Route 22 Toyota, and they always, and I'm telling you, always, 100% of the time, help me out. And now they have this for you to get you over there. You got to check it out, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Again, right there on Route 22 West. It's in Hillside, New Jersey. Or start here, please, Route 22 Toyota.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Come on. Come on, let me show you where it's at. Come on.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist, 7:57 right now. Joey, how we doing? We're getting warmer as the week goes on. Yay.
Yeah, we are. The worst of the cold is behind us. Mid-40s today, upper 40s tomorrow, upper 40s again Saturday, though. The storm system this weekend is going to bring us rain, a pretty good soaking on Saturday, but it's rain, not snow.
Oh, I love that. So tell me again. So the rain will come this Saturday. It was snow. That was forecast earlier. Now it's just going to be a little bit of a rain, huh?
Yeah, I just think it's a rainstorm all day Saturday. Could be pretty windy with that rain and a sideways rain for Saturday. And then most of it's done by Saturday evening. Sunday, just a lot of clouds, but temperatures still mid to upper 40s.
All right, sounds good. Joe Lundberg, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Always 757 with Joe on the radio. Ah, I see the phone calls. Can we get them when we come back? Can we get them when we come back? Can we go to David real quick, Albert? Nah, I hear the music. Hey, Dave, who's screening today? Let me see who's that. We'll just hold. Tell them to hold, if you would, and I'll get to the call. 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines, because we got a lot of show to get into, but I will try to grab the calls after we chat with Hogan Gidley, who is just great. Great. Hogan is great. He's from the White House, deputy assistant to the president, principal deputy press secretary for President Trump, and doing a great job. So after we chat with Hogan, we'll try to go to some phone calls on the Balance of Nature phone line. Howard Kirby is the Michigan man who returned more than $43,000 he found in a couch. I asked Frankie Fiveboroughs to track down Howard Kirby when I saw the story on ABC News. Howard on the show live. He found $43,000 on his couch. He gave it back. Do you love this guy? And the great Michael Goodwin, senior political columnist for the New York Post. We got a lot to get into, and love having you with us on this crazy morning. 7:58. Al's got the news coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
32 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. NYPD cops searching for a gunman who shot a man outside a Hell's Kitchen bodega early this morning. 31-year-old who took a bullet to the back tried to drive away from the scene, crashed into a car dealership on the west side. He died a short time later. Police are unsure what led to the gunfire. They have made no arrests. Tired and thirsty New Jersey Transit customers are getting a new caffeinated option at Newark Penn Station as Starbucks is now operating there. The latest outlet of the coffee chain opened its doors on the station's main concourse yesterday. Will be open weekdays at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. weekends. The eatery will not only provide food and drink to customers, but is expected to provide more than $1.6 million in revenue annually for New Jersey Transit.